Uxmere's Rush Limbaugh, truly nauseating that a virulent racist received Medal of Freedom. By Hannah Blow on February 5, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, smeared conservative talk radio giant Rush Limbaugh, who recently announced an advanced lung cancer diagnosis, as a virulent racist and proclaimed it was truly nauseating to see him honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The socialist lawmaker, who did not attend Tuesday evening's State of the Union address, was incensed by Trump bestowing Limbaugh with the highest civilian honor during the address, denouncing the talk radio legend as a virulent racist without offering a single example to back up the characterization. Calling it an extraordinarily sacred award, Ocasio-Cortez told her audience on social media, "We're talking about putting someone on the same level as Rosa Parks. You know, for example, in terms of their contributions to American progress. Rush Limbaugh is a virulent racist," she continued without providing evidence of her claim. But even just on top of that, to do it in the middle of the State of the Union and not even dignify it with its own ceremony as it has, there's all sorts of norms that are being violated, not just for people's humanity but also it truly just cheapens the value of it, she said, accusing Limbaugh of pretending that this was some kind of Oprah moment. It was so disingenuous, and to do that and to give it to Rush Limbaugh when there were plenty of people in that audience that have contributed positively to the fabric of American society much more, frankly, than he has, she continued. You know, but it's red meat to his face. Trump knows what he is doing. And he wants to assert that Rush Limbaugh is somehow on the same level as Rosa Parks, and it's truly nauseating. And this is one of the many reasons that I did not go, she added. Trump invited Limbaugh to the State of the Union and honored him with the Medal of Freedom during the address, calling him a special man, beloved by millions of Americans. Here tonight is a special man, beloved by millions of Americans who just received a stage 4 advanced cancer diagnosis. This is not good news, but what is good news is that he is the greatest fighter and winner that you will ever meet, the president said. Rush Limbaugh, thank you for your decades of tireless devotion to our country, he said to applause. He continued. And, Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Applause. I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor. Please. Applause. The Medal of Freedom is presented. Applause. Rush and Catherine, congratulations. Thank you, Catherine. Limbaugh announced his advanced lung cancer diagnosis this week, telling the audience it is his intention to continue to conduct his program as normally and as competently and as expertly as he battles the diagnosis and seeks treatment. I've had so much support from family and friends during this that it's just been tremendous. I told the staff today that I have a deeply personal relationship with God that I do not proselytize about, he said. But I do, and I have been working that relationship tremendously, which I do regularly anyway, but I've been focused on it intensely for the past couple of weeks, he added. Ocasio-Cortez is hardly the first Democrat to smear Limbaugh as a racist without evidence. CNN's Jim Acosta said on Tuesday Limbaugh had a history of making derogatory comments about African Americans. Acosta said, "Yes, the president had some heartwarming moments during this speech, but he was also engaging in some deeply divisive rhetoric aimed at immigrants, aimed at Latinos. And while, yes, he was trying to make appeals to the African American community, it can't be forgotten he was awarding the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh, who has a history of making derogatory comments about African Americans. And so I think, you know, overall it's a wash." Acosta's inflammatory accusation triggered a response from Limbaugh's long-serving producer and friend James Golden, Bo Snerdly, who challenged the reporter and network to provide evidence. He has since been battling with angry leftists on Twitter, who continued to accuse Limbaugh of being a racist without offering facts to back up the egregious claims.